The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino has released a statement in the last few moments. I've seen the public comments on regarding the suspension of Fuller and Balogun. He says the judicial bodies at FIFA are independent. They operate autonomously. They decide the cases based on the applicable regulations and the specific facts before them. I didn't even know there was an appeals process. I didn't think there was. Their independence is essential to credibility and integrity of football. Yes, he said he regularly discussed matters related to the FIFA World Cup with the President of the United States. He said he did receive a call from Donald Trump, as he received many calls from heads of states, government officials, football stakeholders, business executives and so on. During a conversation, he said he explained to Trump there was an ongoing legal process involving FIFA's independent judicial bodies. The case would be decided in due court by the competent bodies. That's how FIFA's system works. And it is a principle I would always withhold. I read the decisions of the FIFA Disciplinary Committee when they're issued. Sometimes I'm surprised with them. Sometimes I disagree with them. Sometimes I agree with them. What I always do is respect those decisions and the autonomy of the bodies that make them. Whether we personally like a decision or not, irrelevant. Respect for independent institutions and the rule of law is what protects the integrity of our competitions and the credibility of FIFA at all times. Let's bring in sports writer Kieran Cunningham on that. Kieran, my initial reaction reading that statement, I'm not going to use the word that I, because it's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah, no, he's trying to cover himself, saying it's nothing to do with me, washing his hands of it, but you know, there's a couple of key questions ignored in that statement. If it was an independent panel that made this judgment, why was the panel convened when it hasn't been for any other decision?
Yeah, I was going to say, when is there ever... understanding is the only time something like this is overturned if it's a clear case of mistaken identity. So Shane Coleman does the foul, Kieran Cunningham gets sent off, and so he goes, actually, you got the wrong guy, and then you can actually overturn it. But there's no precedent for
No, it's completely unprecedented, and I think this is Infantino trying to save his own skin, because what Donald Trump said earlier, I think Infantino's gone. He won't survive this. He was going to go for re-election next year in Morocco for another 4-year term, but I think there's so much of this. Like, the World Cup has always been political, but this is Trump's has, by his own words, has directly interfered in a knockout game at a World Cup, which is completely unprecedented. And it does seem, you know, that Infantino took the call. Why does Infantino even take a call around this? You know, like, what's Trump going to do? Is he going to send the FIFA Peace Prize back to him? Like, there's nothing he can really do around these decisions. And now you've got this incredible precedent set that anybody who's ever sent off can go, okay, we're not going to play until you convene the committee and look into this suspension and this red card. And it's a complete mess, and it's terrible for this World Cup, a World Cup that so many people have been enjoying.
You think Infantino will ultimately, this will cost him his job at FIFA?
I think so. I think there's such a backlash. Like, you will, the fact, UEFA have come out so strongly, that there's so many different political figures in different countries have come out so strong against it. You'll struggle to find anyone that says FIFA and Infantino have dealt with this well. So I think there was a fear before this World Cup that it would become the Trump World Cup, and especially then in the run-up to it with the Somalian referee sent back and the way the Iran national team were treated. But he's actually been quite in the shadows for him. You know, he hasn't been seen at a lot of games. I think that might change now, coming into the knockout stages and particularly the final. But also, you'd have to wonder now, Shane, the Olympics are in Los Angeles in 2 years' time. And like, whatever about the World Cup, the US are never going to win a World Cup. But it means a huge amount to them to top the medal table at the Olympics. Is he going to try and interfere in the Olympics in 2 years' time? Because it looks now as if he thinks he can do these things, because he's obsessed with what he calls wins. He will see this as a win. If Mauricio Pochettino is anything about him, he won't pick Balogun.
Well, I was going to ask you. What is likely to happen? Well, so it's about 7.5 hours to kick off to that their game against Belgium. I mean, is there any chance that this will be overturned, that some kind of miraculous appeals body in FIFA will actually roll back on this? And B, is there any chance that the US will do the decent thing and not actually pick him?
Well, the first thing, if you look at the Belgian statement, first of all, it was leaked before Belgium had been told about this, which seemed very deliberate. Belgium say that their reaction, basically to paraphrase, was to go back to FIFA and say, what the hell is this all about? And FIFA's response was, we're taking that as an appeal and we have turned down your appeal. So that there doesn't seem to be any chance of a U-turn now. But I think it does. But there is pressure on both the U.S. Federation and Pochettino to do the right thing. And it will be interesting to see, given the political pressure within the country and without, how he responds.
In saying that, though, Kieran, it would be a difficult one for Pochettino to do. Donald Trump wouldn't take too kindly to it if he did do that.
No, not at all. No, if it was just a football decision, Pochettino will always start Balogun, who's one of his best players. And you know, there's actually an irony to all this, because Balogun isn't the kind of person that Trump is always railing against.
Yeah.
He's a Nigerian family based in London who were in New York for a couple of months, and he happened to be born there at that time. And that's how he's playing for America. But aside from that, I think you'd wonder how tuned in is Pochettino on this, because people in football and professional football tend to be in a bubble.
They do.
You know, especially in the run-up to a game. Is he aware of the reaction out there? But I think it's a difficult choice for him. Like, in his own contract is up for renewal. Will he make a big call, or will he just go with the flow and pick Balogun? And the other thing is, how is Balogun expected to perform after all this? It's hard to see how he could play at any kind of level.
Kieran, thanks indeed for talking to us. Kieran Cunningham there, sports writer. Lots of you getting in touch in relation to this. This is a Rubicon moment for Trump. For football and in sport in general. Trump hasn't even got the good sense to deny he interfered. Trump says he knows more about every subject than anyone else. He's just a child. But for him to publicly admit he got Infantino to change a rule that's set in stone is beyond acceptable. I truly hope all reasonable people in FIFA and football have this decision overturned and Infantino made resign. There is no other option. Dorina in Belfast and Maine says, if the US men's team has any decency, they should sit Balogun out. It's an absolute disgrace and disgusting. FIFA Peace Prize, what a joke. It's such a shame, because there's some really good games and the American people have opened their arms and embraced the supporters from around the world. That's undoubtedly true. I wonder, will Poch do the right thing and will he sit out Balogun? I think it's unlikely to happen, but it would be some statement if he were to do that, to put sportsmanship and the rules and principles of the game. There was a Waterford hurler a few years ago, I'll think of his name in 2 seconds, a really good hurler, who famously did not allow the county board to appeal. John Milan, who did not allow the county board to appeal against his suspension. He said, I'm a member of the GAA. He said, I did the foul, I got sent off, whatever it was. I'm now going to take the punishment because that's the rule of the association I'm a part of. And it was an extraordinary act of sportsmanship. It would be great to see something like that tonight, but let's not hold our breath.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.